Ma'am, where did you put the gas bill?
I gave it to the landlord. He wanted to go and complain.
What about the rest of the bills?
They're right over there on the shelf.
I'm going. Did you need anything?
Argavandia, my darling. You go from one office to another morning to night. Try to find a job for Sina.
Mum, there aren't any jobs. Right now, people with degrees are driving taxis around town.
Just keep saying these things. Keep wasting time until Sina either starts committing crimes or becomes an addict. You can see for yourself he didn't come home last night.
Sina isn't going to work, and you know it very well. As soon as I mention it, he wants money to open a boutique. Now, if you want to give him that 10, 12 million tomans we've saved, you'll be sure he'll blow it all in 2 days.
But sister, we need to change our home.
Where should we go, Homa? It seems you don't know about the costs of renting a place.
Look, darling, Argavandia, we'll come up with it. Open up that second drawer. Open it. I've put aside 1.8 million to buy an LCD. Now put that together with our savings. Argavandia, listen, darling. There are plenty of realtors around your office. Tell them to find a respectable place for us. It should be cheap, but somewhere uptown.
We won't have to deal with that stingy landlord anymore. You saw for yourself. The year's not even up and he wants to raise the rent again. He's so cruel.
Don't get your hopes up for nothing. If we add up all three of our monthly incomes, how much does it come to? We'd have to give it all for rent. Then what will we eat? What will we live with? You see these bills right now? These all cost money.
The things you're saying are true. But if we change our neighborhood, I won't have to worry so much about Sina anymore.
Mother dear, crime and addiction have nothing to do with the neighborhood you live in. It's the person that has to do the right thing.
Forget about all of that. Let me see, ma'am. Do you want to get married or not? Give me an answer. Oh, why are you laughing? I'm really not in the mood. Appearance is very important. You know people only care about what they see.
All right. Let me see what I can do.
Darling, give Sina a call. See where he was last night.
Yeah, call him. See if her darling boy...
Hello, hi, Mr. Faruzanfar. Right, now I have to go to the office. Besides, I already told you, me coming to see your aunt might not be of your benefit.
I have to convince her to come and be on our side. You need to see if the things she says have any legal value or not.
Very well. When I'm done with work today, I'll call you.
All right.
It's just that my aunt is at school till 3 or 4 in the afternoon, so I'll make arrangements for after that so she won't be too busy.
Very well. Then let me know.
Very well. Then I'll let you know.
Yes.
Take care. Goodbye.
Good day to you.
Ma'am, I'm going to a meeting. Anyone calls to take a message?
Sure.
This part and this part have problems. Give this section to Mr. Suljudi. He needs to give his opinion about it. In addition to that, these revisions need to be made.
Sure. I'll inform you of the results.
You can go.
Hello there, sir.
Hello.
Hello, ma'am. How are you?
Hello.
So right now I was at Human Resources, and I found the file of that guy Delavar. Sir, there's a phone number in there. When I called, someone else answered. There's also a bank receipt in here, in his name, and there's an address on it. So can I go to that address and try to find him there?
Who asked you to follow up on this?
But, sir, you said yourself you wanted to see him.
Why should I see him?
What for, sir? You said yourself you wanted to see him face to face, didn't you? In the presence of Bizard, and of course I told you last night on the phone, Bizard won't come.
So, did you get your answer?
Yes, sir, forgive me. I was meddling.
From now on, you won't mention their names in front of me again. They want to drag things to court. They can do whatever the hell they like. You don't need to interfere.
Sure.
Do you want anything else?
No, sir. Not if you don't need anything.
You can go now.
Excuse me.
Thank you for coming.
Thanks. Sorry for disturbing
you. Thank you very much.
No, not at all. Here you are.
You entered trouble.
No problem, my dear.
Your wedding band is very beautiful.
Oh, no, this isn't a wedding band. This is a memento. Aren't you going to introduce her?
Miss Azania is an attorney at law.
Yes, I'm Mr. Furuzanfar's lawyer.
Yes.
With regard to the case of his deceased father, who was your stepbrother.
What case?
The case of the death of Habib Furuzanfar. Apparently, he died many years ago in a car accident. But now, based on the evidence and witnesses at hand, it appears that he was murdered. And it was done by his brother, Mr. Hizam Furuzanfar.
You mean he killed his brother? That's impossible. Hizam and Habib always had a good, close relationship. In my opinion, this accusation is completely baseless.
But I know a witness who was present when my father was murdered. He claims that my father threatened my uncle, saying that he had come to you and had told you all about the lands in Sadat Abad and the inheritance and the stealing of all of it, and that the two of you were supposed to go and file complaints against my uncle. Right now, I've come here to see if these things are true or if they were lies.
Oh, so that's what you should say. That after all these years, you've come to interrogate me.
No, I don't mean to interrogate you. I just came here to learn the truth with your help.
Those memories became old a long time ago. I don't really remember anything about it. You'd better not get yourself too involved in this matter either.
But Mr. Furuzanfar has been paying off the witness to keep him quiet for many years. Well, that itself can be strong evidence in itself for us.
This isn't a court, and I'm not a judge, and I'm not a good witness for your accusations. Excuse me, please.
But hold on a moment, Aunt. You still didn't tell me if what I said is true or not.
I told you already. I don't remember anything. You'd better take your fight somewhere else. Excuse me.
I told you it was too soon to mention it to her. You didn't listen.
But I thought I might be able to get her to say something.
You should have thought about what you're doing.
But I'm certain she knows many things. She won't say it. I mean, she doesn't want to say it.
Look, Mr. Furuzanfar, in my opinion, if you want to keep going like this, you won't get anywhere.
So then, what should I do?
First, you need to do something to bail your buddy out. Get your hands on the video, and also take care of your witness. That's all.
Ma'am, that way then I'm supposed to do everything. So what did I get an attorney for?
Very well. You can go to the office and terminate the contract.
Oh, you get offended so easily. Man, I was just kidding. Which way should I go?
Well, perhaps if it's not too much trouble and it's on your way, I'll get off around Kitaria.
Not at all. It's no trouble. Miss Azania, do you live with your family?
Yes, just like you.
So what happened that you became an attorney?
Injustice. I very much hate injustice.
Yes, injustice. Exactly what my uncle did to my father. What about your father?
What about my dad?
Does your father have these kinds of problems in his life?
I don't know. Maybe he did.
Did?
He passed away several years ago.
May he rest in peace.
Thank you.
So what we have in common is not having a father. What was his profession? Of course, I don't mean to pry by asking.
As far as I know, he was in the carpet business.
Did you love him?
It's obvious, Mr. Furuzanfar.
I love my dad, too. So much so that they didn't tell me that he had died for a long time. They said he'd gone on a trip, on a long trip. I was 6 years old and I learned he wouldn't be coming back from his trip. I became very sick for 2 entire months. Right now that I think about it, I feel sick again. Forget it.
I'm sorry that you had to go out of your way because of
me. It's no problem.
Good night.
Good night to you. Mrs. Arnie, excuse me.
Yes?
I don't have a lot of trust in my witnesses. That's why I wanted to ask you if it's possible to get a court date as soon as possible.
I'll talk about it with Mr. Nikar. If it's possible, then sure.
Thanks a lot.
Good night.
Good night to you too.
Excuse me. The truth is, I haven't seen the video yet to be able to make a judgment. Anyhow, Behzad Fruz and Far's aunt didn't give us any new information.
Very well. You continue with your investigation. If it's anything new, let me know about it.
All right, sure. You can be sure of it. Would you please tell Miss Ghazal that I said hi?
In fact, Ghazal was asking about you.
I won't trouble you more than I have. I just wanted to let you know about the case. Did you need anything else?
No, thank you. Good night. Give my regards to your family.
I'll definitely do that. Good night to you.
Did you get her medicine?
I can't find it, Doctor. I went all the way to the pharmacy on Aban Street. They said the drug isn't imported that much. And you already know what the smugglers on Nassar Khosrow Street. They asked for too much money. They said 60,000 tomans for each pill. I don't have it, Doctor. I really don't have it.
Very well. Allow me to talk to my superiors, see if anything can be done about it.
May God bless you.
You're welcome.
Miss Amahardi to the nurse's station.
Hello? Downstairs? I'll be right down. I don't know where to start, Behzad, but I'm truly sorry about everything that's happening. I want to know how far you want to go.
If I ask you to something, will you get upset?
Go ahead.
I want you to remove yourself from this situation.
End it, Behzad. I'm asking you to.
It's not up to me. Believe me, I can't.
What do you mean you can't? You made whatever accusations and insults you wanted to against my father. You're not thinking about the consequences.
It's because I have reasons for the things I've said. Your father wasn't able to convince me.
Why don't you understand, Behzad? Our families are turning into enemies with each other. With your stubbornness, you're creating a serious separation. If your problem is money, then I'll talk it over with my father.
So it's clear you don't know me that well either. I'm not after money, Baha. I'm after clarifying the truth about my father's death. Did you even know we have an aunt? Did you know?
An aunt?
Yes, an aunt.
Me and you have an aunt?
Miss Fatima Fruzan Far. A person who, like my father, suffered from injustice. Why? Because she wanted her rights.
Fatima Fruzan Far.
You want me to take you to see her so that you'll believe it? Just think to yourself that there's 1% chance Behzad is telling the truth. Man, why don't you have the slightest bit of doubt?
Let's just suppose that all these things you're saying are true. It's still no reason to act like this. Behzad, you're playing with a family's reputation. You said whatever you wanted to whenever you wanted to, in whatever way you wanted to. And you never saw anything from me besides supporting you. It was because I believed you. But now you're acting in a way that all other normal people behave. What's the difference between you and my father? I stood up to my father because of you, because I thought you were different. But it seems I made a mistake. You easily insult, you ruin everything. And from now on, for my father's sake, I'll stand up to you. Now go and do whatever the hell you want to. This is not important for me any longer.
I wasn't able to tolerate it. I got up and hit him. I've been confused and really mixed up.
It's his fault, too. If his wife had taken care of Eunice, this wouldn't have happened.
Mom, forget about it.
No, a woman's compassion and kindness is very influential.
It's nothing. It's nothing. Sit down for a minute. Just sit down for a minute, please. I want to talk to you. It's nothing. It's nothing.
Come here.
Just sit down for a minute.
Come
I want
here.
To talk to you. Look, look. Before him,
me
and you.
Come outside.
No way.
Why won't the light turn on?
With no one. With no one.
Bizard. Do you really want to use that junky, good-for-nothing guy as a witness in court?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
I can't believe it. With your wisdom and intelligence, that you'd want to do such a thing.
Just have some patience, Manucha. It's when it's over that the story has a happy ending.
Man, at the end of what now? What are you talking about? Didn't you say the guy's been getting money off your uncle for years now?
So?
So is he crazy to ruin his business now? To go and testify against him?
No, man, he's not crazy. But the secret that he'd been getting money to keep quiet about has been revealed. Now the money for him is in selling the other guy out. You get it?
Forget about it. You're going to end up at the bottom of a pit with the useless things that guy says. Come on, man. You've made a serious accusation and this is your witness and your evidence?
He keeps saying this is your witness and evidence. Man, I've told you 10 times that guy Sohail has a video of that guy and Delavar talking. I have to give money to buy the video from him. The video is real.
Man, don't talk about the video so much. Let's just suppose the video does exist, and Sohail is going to sell it. Are you a better buyer or your uncle? Will he give more money or will you? You're ruining everything, man. Get up and go and do something tomorrow to get the whole thing over and done with. Look here, Bizard. No matter what you do, you can't challenge your uncle. I'm telling you that now.
Yes. Hey, Doctor. You've locked yourself up in your room again.
I'm not in the mood, Nagar.
It's obvious from your music. What are you listening to?
Why did you turn it on? Turn it off.
Oh, Baha. Are you crying? What happened? Tell me about it.
I'm asking you, Nagar, don't start again.
But I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying in a situation like this, a person should try to cheer up. For a problem, a solution should be found, not to make it into something unsolvable. It's not for nothing I'm studying psychology, Baha.
You're killing me with your studying psychology. Baha, you're upset over the fight between Dad and Bizarre, right?
I'm upset at everyone right now.
Uh-huh. And?
I just want to be alone.
So you can go somewhere else. In fact, it's empty upstairs. You can go up there and cry, and your sound will echo, and you'll enjoy it so much.
Get up and get out of here. Get up. Get
it's
up. I told
you
100 times not to joke around with me when I'm upset.
Go to a psychiatrist.
To a psychiatrist. Hello there, Soraya. How are you?
Good, thanks.
What are you doing tomorrow? I wanted to see you if it's possible.
How many days have you been working
here? It's been three or four days that I've been here, ma'am.
Just pay careful attention. The doctor's sensitive about certain things. He fired the previous guy in less than a month.
Ma'am, I'm paying extra careful attention. We also happen to be distant relatives. I know him well. Ma'am, excuse me.
He's
in the greenhouse.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello there, Doctor.
Hello.
Where are you?
Over here, down here.
Uh-huh, yes, I'm coming. With that leg of yours, you came down all these stairs.
I didn't come down from there. Over here, there's another path without any stairs.
It's a really beautiful greenhouse.
Yes, it's very beautiful.
A person feels peace and calm here.
Yes, when sometimes I feel down, I come here. Have a seat. Why are you standing? Please have a seat.
I won't take up a lot of your time. I've come here regarding the situation of the deed that I told you about on the phone.
Mm.
The truth is, a copy of the deed isn't going to be of help to us in court. We need the original.
Very well, then.
Also, congratulations on the new servant. I hope you don't get rid of this one like the others.
Well, a person can't change themselves when they get to my age.
Look, Doctor, of course, I'm sorry for saying this to you, but during this time that I've been following up your case, I've written down all the miscellaneous costs and expenses, and I've got the receipts for all of them. But when I told Mr. Nakai yesterday, he told me that I have to give these to you. And also, something else. Again, I'm sorry. But he said apparently you've only given him a retainer, and you've fallen behind on your second payment.
Well, I don't quite remember whether it was written in the contract, but the client is responsible for the miscellaneous expenses. Anyhow, the payment of the second installment is conditioned on the progress of the case. I don't see any progress yet.
I'll tell him about the things you've said. But you're also not being fair. But since I'm going to the Damavand Registry office for a statement on your land, I'd be grateful if you'd pay for these costs today. Thank you,
sir. You
can
be on your way. There are only 2 hours left before the office closes. You'll be late. They'll close down anyway. Go on.
Yes. Here are your CDs. They are all perfectly fine.
What should I do with the CDs? Give them to Neymat.
To Neymat? Aha, your servant.
Yes.
Yes, sure, with
anyway,
your permission.
Anyway, the deed is on the table. Tell Neymar to give the deed to you.
All right, sure. Take care of yourself.
By the way, tell him to give you the keys to the car as well.
The car keys?
Well, I can't drive with my foot like this. It hasn't been turned on for 2 weeks. Keep it for yourself a few days so you don't pay transportation costs.
The keys by the door to your own car?
Yes.
But,
Oh, take it and go. Don't worry. The registration and information are in the glove box. Go on.
Yes. With your permission. Goodbye.
Miss Azania, we'll settle our account at the end of the week.
That's very kind of you. Thank you.
Get going.
Goodbye.
Did your brother enjoy the CDs?
Yes, a lot.
Bring him to see me sometime. If he has talent, I may be able to help him out.
Oh, may God bless you for it. It's really very kind of you.
Go on now.
Thank you.
Goodbye, then.
Goodbye.
Thanks for coming. This way, please.
I am truly glad to meet you, Mr. Farouzanfar.
Likewise for me. Wouldn't it have been better to have this meeting in your office or at my factory?
Sure. But having a conversation and talking in a nice restaurant while having lunch is a lot more enjoyable. Don't you think so as well?
Well, that all depends on what the topic of conversation is.
Well, I thought before the case advances down the legal path any further, we could resolve it ourselves.
You are Bezard's attorney. So who's the girl that's following him around?
She is one of my talented colleagues. She works in my firm.
So, what's your suggestion?
Look, Mr. Farouzanfar, there are two accusations against you. First, the accusation of murdering your brother, Habib Farouzanfar. The second is the accusation of theft and taking more than your share of your father's inheritance. And for both of them, we have some evidence.
So why have you come to me? Wouldn't it be better to see each other in court?
It wouldn't be better, Mr. Farouzanfar. It wouldn't be better at all. This game is a lose-lose situation for you. Look, you are a well-known factory owner with a good reputation. You have business relations with many people and companies. You've obtained your professional reputation with a lot of effort over time. Now, it wouldn't be good for an accusation that, let's say, isn't even proved to lose this reputation you've worked so hard for overnight. The result of the court, whatever it may be, you'd end up the loser. That's why I believe that family feuds have to be resolved without resorting to the law. That's why I thought, if you agree to it, we'd resolve the situation without too much noise.
Does Bezard know you're here?
No, not at all. It would be better if you didn't say anything.
So, then we had better get straight to the point.
Do you agree with me that everything in this world can be bought and sold?
Not at all.
Look here, Mr. Farouzanfar, your fight can be resolved with money. This money is the difference in the price of your brother's land, before and after it became expensive. It means, in reality, that check that you yourself gave to the dearly departed Habib, that the poor guy, because of his death, was never able to cash. That's what you yourself described for Bezard. Am I right, or am I making a mistake?
You know you're right. You are a very clever person.
Let me make a promise to you. If you give a check to Bezard, plus inflation and all the costs over the years, that'll be the end of it.
Nah.
Why not, Mr. Farouzanfar? As you said yourself, you wrote that check at one time. Then you must have agreed that you owed your brother money to have done it. This is the debt you have around your neck.
He forced me to give him that money. It was the first and last time. I didn't want my only brother in this world to hate me because of money issues. I made a mistake. Right then I should have taken it to court.
But you should accept my advice to you, Mr. Farouzanfar. This way, the story that you've told us about your brother's death becomes more believable for everyone. My suggestion is that both sides will benefit this way.
I already told you, no.
Leave convincing Bezard to me. I'll do something for him to take back his complaint. And if he doesn't cooperate, I'll remove myself from this case. The lamb chops here are really great, Mr. Farouzanfar. Waiter!
کدوم خواستم، کدوم جون، کدوم عشق. شاید خیلی از این حرفا دروغه، تا وقتی با همین از عشق میگیم نباشیم قولمون حتی دروغه. از این عشقایی که زنجیر میشه، هوس هایی که دامنگیر میشه، میترسم چون دلم بی‌اعتماده به احساسی که بی تأثیر میشه. نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست، نه این که زندگی بی عشق میشه، فقط کاش بین این حسای مبهم بفهمم آخرش چی عشق میشه. حرفی که نگاهی نمیگفته و میگفته، اتفاقیه که گاهی نمیافته و میافته، حس یخ زدن تو آتیش، حال سوختن تو سرما، تو بیداری یه خیاله، یه حقیقت تو رویا، تو فکرش نیستیم و پیداش میشه، ولی وقتی که باید باشه میره، به حال و روز ما کاری نداره، همیشه یا براش زوده یا دیره. نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست، نه این که زندگی بیش میشه، فقط کاش بین این حسای مبهم بفهمم آخر.